I would not suggest that anyone move beyond feeling confident into arrogance or boastfulness. No one likes that in men or women. Feeling confident, or pretending that you feel confident, is necessary to reach for opportunities. It's a cliche, but opportunities are rarely offered. They're seized. During the 6.5 years I worked at Google, I hired a team of 4,000 employees. I did not know all of them personally, but I knew the top 100 or so. What I noticed over the years was that for the most part, the men reached for opportunities much more quickly than the women. When we announced the opening of a new office or the launch of a new project, the men were banging down my door to explain why they should lead the charge. Men were also more likely to chase a growth opportunity even before a new opening was announced. They were impatient about their own development and believed that they were capable of doing more. And they were often right, just like my brother. The women, however, were more cautious about changing roles and seeking out new challenges. I often found myself trying to persuade them to work in new areas. I have had countless conversations where women responded to this encouragement by saying, "I'm just not sure I'd be good at that." Or, "That sounds exciting, but I've never done anything like it before." Or, "I still have a lot to learn in my current role." I rarely, if ever, heard these kinds of comments from men.